Kathy Harrison decided to become a foster mother more than a decade ago while raising three sons of her own. She was teaching in a preschool when one of her students, a little boy in foster care, showed her a school library book he liked.
I said, "Michael, I love this book too. Do you have it at home?" And he said, "No, I don't have books. I'm only foster. But the real kids have the book, and sometimes they let me look at it." And that was the moment when I started to think about what could you do differently so that children who needed to live in foster care could feel a different sense of entitlement.
Kathy Harrison and her husband would go on to care for almost 100 foster children and adopt three of them. In 1996, they were named Massachusetts Foster Parents of the Year. She's written a book about their experience called Another Place at the Table. She says a place at the table is just one of many things she tries to give her foster children.
I think I can give them a picture of what a family can look like. It's a picture of a man and a woman who live together and care about each other. We can get angry at each other. We still like each other. It's a different way to look at life. And the other thing that I often think about is that when I hold a child or wrap them in a blanket after a bath and snuggle them up in front of the fireplace, my hope is that when they're adults, it becomes something they want to give to their children as well.
Kathy Harrison also believes foster parents have suffered unfairly from a bad image over the years. Reports of uncaring, even cruel behavior have created the perception foster parents take in children only for the money they get in return. But Karen Jorgensen, who heads the National Foster Parent Association, says most foster parents view their work as a calling.
That's what the people say. I need to work with kids. I need to provide a home. I need to work with their families because foster parents are expected to work with birth parents in maintaining the family ties for the child. Foster parents are not even being reimbursed what it costs to raise these children. It is no longer a system where you can make money doing this.
America's family foster care system dates back to the mid-19th century when it was created to shelter New York's homeless immigrant children. Since that time, a growing number of regulations have been established to protect foster children and screen foster parents. But problems remain. A shortage of foster parents means many children live in homes that are too crowded. And Kathy Harrison says caring for young victims of abuse and neglect can be overwhelming.
It can bring out the best in a person or it can bring out the worst. But there is no question there's a loss to this. Kids who are doing well get less because the one who's in crisis gets everything.
Kathy Harrison also believes even foster children who've been badly mistreated by their parents want most of all to go back home. Her adopted daughter, Angelica Harrison, remembers how she and her sister felt when they were put in foster care.
My thoughts were, we're just going to go back in a little while. We're going to go live with her mom and things are going to be fine. And when I actually realized that we had to go visit our mom, that was probably the time when I put up the biggest fight because I didn't want to go visit her. I wanted to live with our mom.
Angelica says her first foster parents were harsh disciplinarians who seemed to care little about her. They in turn complained she was a troublemaker. Now 18 and a college freshman, she says her outlook changed when she was adopted by the Harrisons.
When we were foster children, I would always kind of use it as an excuse to like be a bad kid. Like, I can do this because I'm just living here for the time being. And then when we finally got adopted, it felt like my parents were really into it, like 110%, and it was on my part to make myself more part of the family instead of an outcast.
Not all stories have such happy endings. Kathy Harrison writes in her book about the difficulties of finding a permanent home for a foster child named Danny, who was mentally disabled and abused younger foster children. She believes cases like his point up the need for more supervised group homes.
We have lengthy waiting lists for all of the ones that do exist, and very few that are specialized and can give that level of care. But the reality is, who wants to adopt this little boy? Nobody. Who wants to send him home to a parent who cannot care for him? Nobody. And what foster home is equipped to deal with a child like this? Nobody. It's very hard.
But Karen Jorgensen of the National Foster Parent Association believes that if possible, children deserve to live with one family in a home of their own. One of her top concerns is finding more qualified foster homes. Another is helping children who never leave the foster care system move into adulthood.
Which is why we put forth such an effort to get the Foster Care Independence Act of 1999 passed. That provides financial assistance for these youth till the age of 22 for education, medical care, housing, employment training, to give them that extra support.
Most foster care children do find permanent homes with either their birth families or adoptive parents. And while it's a system with shortcomings, Kathy Harrison says she's also had many success stories over the years.
What a joy it is for me to get a hug from someone who says thank you so much for helping us over that really hard time, or to get a phone call from a kid saying, hey, I just wanted to touch base. You know, we just moved and I wanted you to have my new number. They're wonderful moments.
And Kathy Harrison says she'll probably never give up foster parenting. Why retire from a job, she asks, where you can stay home every day and still change lives? For Coast to Coast, I'm Nancy Beardsley.